What up, what up, what up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, we're in the building with my brother Brad. This is a special episode, man. Super special. So, Brad, man, before we talk about that handsome fella next to you, man, what's your quote for today?
Now, I got something coming in hot. Alexander Graham Bell, before anything else, preparation is the key to success. So we're going to talk about preparation today.
I love it, man. Prep, rep, repeat. That's your saying, right?
I got the shirt. I see your shirt.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some real for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do, man. In here, another episode of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. So today is actually Brad and Dwayne and Andreas. So
extra bad.
Yeah, we extra bad today, baby. We extra bad, man. So listen, first of all, we're live right now inside of the Eager to Run group. We're also live in our Facebook private page, and we're also live on YouTube, man. So shout out to the folks on YouTube. Make sure you guys continue to subscribe. If you're inside the group and you're watching this, make sure you go to our YouTube channel. Just search E2N Fitness and you'll catch the Bad Podcast right here, as well as some other awesome things that we drop every day of the week. We're dropping new videos, whether it's shorts or whatever. So, Brad, man, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. I'm super excited about this topic because what I've learned with E2M is it's ever developing. E2M is not just for weight loss. We develop a strength training. We have a free run club. We're going to talk about nutrition, man. So I'm going to be quiet and let you get into it, man. Let's do it.
No, I love it, D. And you know, this one's going to be a really fun one because we're going to take one of those side groups, one of the sister companies of E2M. And we're going to talk about Eager to Run today, but we're also going to talk about E2M Kitchen. And I got my guy over here, the chef, the running chef. And Andreas, you can introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, guys. My name is Andreas. I'm the chef over at E2M Kitchen. Been in the group for, oh my gosh, about 6 years now.
Golly.
And so I'm also the runner. They call me. So, you know, training for a couple of marathons, you know, cooking up some delicious meals and, you know, just trying to stay active and stay out there.
Andreas knows more about the meals that I like than I know myself because he's the man with the plan. But there's a handful of meals out there that I just can't get enough of. Tell me about the one meal that I like, and I reached out to you. It was the chicken
tahini.
Boom, there it is. Chicken tahini.
I can't even pronounce it. I don't know how to say it, but it sure is good.
Chicken tea. I didn't know what to call it, but you know, there's so many good things that are coming out of the E2M Kitchen. And Dwayne, you talked about that weight loss component, and we're not going to really steer the conversation there today because we're going to talk about the importance and the correlation between nutrition and running. So, Andreas, I want you to talk about the maintain meal, the E2M Kitchen maintain meal. And if anybody doesn't know what the maintain meal, it's the introduction to carbohydrates in some of those meals. So when you hit a maintenance level, Dwayne, you know how I feel about maintenance and I know how you feel about maintenance, but we are going to talk about those carbohydrates today. And so just give us a brief on what the maintain meals are.
All right. So the maintain meals introduces a simple carbohydrate that's going to keep you fuller longer. It's going to refuel yourself when those runs, those harder workouts, and is usually brown rice, sweet potatoes, something that your body can digest, easily use, and not necessarily store. So it's in the terms of fruit or anything like that, but it's not the complex ones like processed grains and you know, pastas and stuff like that. So it's very simple, very clean. Jasmine rice, brown rice, quinoa, things of that nature that your body can break down and use really, really well.
I'm a jasmine rice guy myself, man. Anything you throw some jasmine rice in, raise my hand. I want some of that. You talk about the processed boy, right? So when you think about processed foods and you're out there for a run, a lot of times for me anyways, I'll feel that in my gut. When I eat some breads or something that's processed, like mighty processed in a factory somewhere in Arkansas, man, I'm eating that bread. I can feel that in my belly. But when you talk about these nice, clean jasmine rice, sweet potatoes, man, you talk about the good red potatoes. You talk about the importance of that. And you talk about they're the first thing that burn, right? They're the first energy thing that we burn because, you know, as a runner, we know that carbohydrates, the first thing that go, and then we go into fats and all that. But that's a topic for a different conversation. But can you talk to the people that don't know, when do I even eat these meals? Like, I'm a first time runner. I've never ran. Do I eat 10 minutes before? Do I eat an hour before? Do I eat after? When do I eat a maintained meal?
So when you eat a maintained meal before you work out and before you go for a run, it's about an hour to 2 hours to let your body digest that food. And you really want to do that because if you eat right away and then go for a run right after, you're going to start to cramp, your body starting to digest, and you're also working and moving. So that's not really good. Also, too, if you're running long distances, say, you know, 5, 6, 7 miles or what's long for you, you want to make sure that you're eating healthy carbs a night or two before. That way that carbohydrates can get in your body. It can store up. So when you are on these long runs, you can burn that off really, really effectively. So even before a run, you want to have some carbohydrates, like a fruit will be the easiest thing on the stomach, banana or apple like that. When you do an apple, you get the carbohydrates and the sugar that will help you out.
Banana. I'm just saying, baby, banana. I'll roll with the banana all day long. But hey, I want to touch on that a little bit further because you know what we do, we think that we need to eat before the run, but we very rarely think about that night before process. Yes. And that's what, I mean, that's what we're talking about today, right? Preparation. Mm-hmm. And those that don't prepare, prepare to fail, right? That's what the old saying goes. So you're talking about that night before and you're prepping. So I always do my long runs on usually Saturdays, sometimes Sundays, just depending on how my schedule goes. But so I have a long run Saturday. I got 10 miles. Dwayne's got 2. That's long for him. 10 miles is long for me. You know, everybody's got their long distance, right? But I got my 10 miler coming up on Saturday. What's something that I can eat on Saturday from start to finish? So my first meal, my second meal, my third meal. And for anybody that doesn't know E2M and doesn't know me, I don't call it breakfast, lunch, and dinner anymore. I call it meal one, meal two, meal three. And the reason being is because we have this idea that breakfast has to be at 9 a.m. It's got to be some pan clogs. It's got to be those pancakes. Anybody that ever seen the 51st Dates, you'll get that one. You know, we have this thing in our minds that we have to have a breakfast. And a lot of people don't know that breakfast is just short for break fast. So your breakfast can be at any time during the day. But meal one, meal two, meal three, what's the best approach that I can take to prepare myself properly for that 10 miler?
All right. So eating things that are not really processed. So for breakfast, I like to do like an omelet. I like to get my proteins. I also like to do roasted potatoes, just simply roasted with a little avocado oil for my healthy carbohydrates. For lunch, I like to do something kind of lean, like a salad, something easier on my stomach. And then for dinner, the most important part, you want to start training with that one meal that's going to sit well in your stomach. For me, I do salmon, vegetables, and I will do brown rice. So that's my meal before I do a long run. That's what I have every Friday because I do my long runs on Saturday. I actually have 12 miles to do this Saturday. So that's what I eat before. And in the morning, the morning of my run, I usually have a quick, banana protein shake to get something in, have that probably an hour or two before I go for a run.
I like the banana and the protein shake, but hey, banana, banana with a little smeared PB on there. But hey,
oh my God.
Joke aside, peanut butter you got to be careful with because if you have a little bit too much PB, it could actually have some reverse effects and it might muck you with that stomach, give you some extra cramping. But I like to smear a little PB. But you said something vital in the run world. All right, you don't want to get to your event. All right, if you're training for the Tokyo Marathon, you don't want to get to that Saturday, right? You know anybody doing the Tokyo Marathon?
You know what? I know one person that's doing it.
Drop the news, baby. Yeah.
So I'm doing the Tokyo Marathon next year at the end of February. So please follow me, and I'm also doing the London Marathon at the end of April too as well. So two marathons, God. Two different continents, and I'm so excited. So excited.
You guys, if you don't know the level of excitement, you can't feel it coming through the computer. I'm telling you, this is like big stuff. Like he's a less than 1%er by chasing these goals. But so anyways, you get to your Tokyo, right? You get to your Tokyo. This is your your big goal, your big milestone, your big finish line. You're there, your feet on the ground. It's the night before, and you don't know what to eat. So he said, Andreas said something really important there. You don't want to get to the day of the event or the day before the event and try, well, I think I'm going to try what Andreas said, do the salmon and the brown rice. I'm not going to try that the day before. I have to start preparing myself months in advance, all right? Because you don't know how salmon and brown rice is going to impact your stomach. You don't know how it's going to impact your results the following day. Same thing, like for me, I like the jasmine rice and the turkey in the ground turkey. I like that stuff, man. But you have to find what works for you best. You got to find what works for you best. And Dwayne, you can attest to this, you know, with your physique show. Like, you had to do some preparing the night before. Like, what were you eating the night before? So touch on that, D. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it goes right along with running. You don't want to, like, I remember Eric saying, like, you know, this is your number, but you don't want to, like, experiment with new foods because you don't know how your body's going to react. You don't know if you're going to bloat, you know, because with physique, it's all about, you know, being super flat. That's what they call it, waking up super flat in the morning and then carbing up right before you go on stage. So for me, it was super strategic when it came to, you know, what I ate the night before and actually what I ate 2 days before, because, you know, you it takes, you know, 24 to 48 hours to digest and actually process it. And so you literally have, I mean, it's off the E2M plan list, but it is, it was curated for my physique or whatever, but it goes right along with what you guys are talking about with running, man. But I do want to kind of turn the ship a little bit, man, because we started off talking about, you know, the E2M maintenance meals. Cause I think a lot of people, cause I'm not a runner. A lot of people that say, hey, I still have weight to lose, they don't understand the importance of fueling when you are a runner. Like, you can have weight to lose, but you need more than the average person when it comes to the energy level and the carbohydrates, man. So, Andreas, I want to take you back, man, to those E2M kitchen meals and that whole section, because a lot of people, they only look at that section because I got weight to lose. But if you're a runner, if you're really, you know, going forward, you might want to keep scrolling down the page, man. Talk about that a little bit.
So that section is going to really refuel you and get you going. And yes, when you run, you burn a little bit more calories. Your body needs a different type of fuel source, because if you're not having carbohydrates, you're not replenishing those storage, it's going to start eating into your muscles. You're going to use your muscles and stuff like that for fuel. So making sure that you're eating, you know, really good carbohydrates, the Maintain meals offer that the Eager meals do not. The Eager meals are based on vegetables and protein, but when you run, your body is utilizing different parts of your muscle. You're burning, your cardio, your breathing. You're gonna need those carbohydrates to fuel that, and you're gonna need to eat right after those carbohydrates to replenish your storage, or you're gonna crash, or you're gonna feel like very, very weak and stuff like that. So carbohydrates, that Maintain section will be great for runners to eat before and eat after to replenish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reason why I wanted to harp on that is because Brad, you know this too, Andreas, man, we have E2M extremists, and I love y'all. Y'all are the best. But, you know, if Brad say, hey, take 20 minutes off of social media, it's like, I'm done with social media for a month. I'm unplugging forever and come back, you know, like, because we've been trained, which in a good way, we've learned discipline by following the list. People deemed carbs as being bad, even if they're healthy choices. And we've never said that. Like, I literally had a text message thread last night with a guy. He was like, man, I need this. And, you know, I heard if I eat this, I'm gonna get fat. It's like, nobody has ever said that in E2M ever. Like, that is, there's no such thing as it's all fuel. It just depends on how you intake it and eating it in moderation, man. So that's why I really wanted to go back and kind of harp on that, man, because it's super important that we just teach our folks that just because it's not on the E2M list, and if you're training for a certain thing, it's okay to introduce those healthy carb choices. I mean, we're selling it. Like, we would not offer it. We didn't think it was good for you. So that's my soapbox, man. Y'all can tell I'm passionate about it because I literally was texting the guy last night.
Now, you know, carbs do have a bad name to them, right? Because we grew up in the 90s. We grew up in the 90s and carbs were just, I mean, they were put on the ixnay list. Hey, get those things out of my face. Carbs are bad. Carbs are evil. All those things. And we don't understand the importance of fueling our body versus filling our body. A lot of people just like to fill their bodies and they're not filling it with the right things. They're not fueling that body. And even with E2M, even the standard E2M, we have carbohydrates, right? We do fruit every other week. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that out loud or not, but I did.
I mean, everything has carbohydrates in it. Like if you break down, because I learned that when I had to count macros, when you break down the chicken breast, it's not all protein. There's some carbs in there and there's some healthy fat in there. And vegetables have carbs in there. You know, everything had, so it just, it blows my mind. You know, y'all can tell I'm passionate about it.
Yeah. No, it's really important to talk about this because we do get a lot of shade thrown at us. E2M is this intense program. It's an extreme program. But again, we're telling people you need to eat carbs. You know, if you're looking to level up, if you're looking to do, you know, the Tokyo race thing, which I want to talk about a little bit more in depth. When you're looking to raise the bar in your fitness game, you need those carbohydrates. And that's why we do our version of carb cycling, right? And that's a whole topic for a whole nother conversation, carb cycling. But that's essentially what E2M is carb cycling. And we're just talking about different types of carbohydrates. But I want to bring back the conversation of Tokyo. He's Mr. Humble over here and he won't even hardly crack a smile. He's like, no big deal. Guys, I don't know. Like I said this before, you don't know the level of a commitment that he's about to put in, but B, like you don't know the level of accolade this is. Because I mean, first and foremost, like you have to be accepted, right?
Yes.
You have to be accepted. I mean, you run down the process. I don't even know the process. Tell us the process.
So what my goal was to run the world major marathons. There's six of them. There's one in Chicago, New York, Boston, Tokyo, London, and Berlin. So for those, it's a couple of ways you have to go to the lottery. You either have to get picked for a charity or you have to have a qualifying time. Okay, those are the only three ways that you can get in there. So that's been my goal. And so that's the goal that I set forth. And I'm actually running the Chicago Marathon in October. Then I'm going to run with you guys at the Charlotte Novant Marathon in November. And then the other two, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw my name in a hat. And I'm running on a charity bib for London for a great organization. And then for Tokyo, I'm also running on a charity bib for a great organization. So it's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. And the amount of preparation and training is crazy. I'm running 5 days a week. I go to the gym 2 days a week. I still work at the kitchen and do everything else. And I'm running at least 30 to 40 miles a week. And it's just, after this, I have 5 miles to do before I head home. So I have to get that in today. Yeah, so the amount of dedication, mm-hmm. the amount of prep. And I know for me, when I eat bad, when I don't eat the right thing, I feel it in my body. I feel it the next day. If I try to run and skip breakfast and not really fueling myself, I feel that. Mm-hmm. And you do hit a wall if you don't properly eat or introduce carbs. And I did a 12-mile run last week as well, and I skipped breakfast. I'm like, I'm getting up late and I'm not going to have breakfast. I'm not going to have anything. I'm just going to power through. I got to mile six. My body was like, yeah, this ain't it. This ain't it. And people don't realize the amount of water loss that you lose. So having electrolytes, refueling, sometimes I like to weigh myself before and after to kind of see where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And the amount of water loss that I lose is ridiculous. So hydration, fueling, eating. I eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich after my run because like I'm spent sometimes because I just need that really good carbs from, you know, protein bread. Mm-hmm. I usually get the really good quality protein bread and add that stuff in. So your body needs it. You are what you eat. And if you eat bad, you're going to feel it and you're not going to be able to work as hard as you need to.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said there. I did the same thing 2 weeks ago. So I had an 8-mile run and I like to do some. Most of my runs that are 7 miles and less, I do fasted just mm-hmm. For me, it's a mental thing. You know, D knows how I am I'm a mental freak when it comes to these things. And I just have to do it. Right. So I get out there for an 8 miler and the same thing. I got the 6 or 7 miles and my body's like, yeah, buddy, man, eat a banana with PB next time. So I did a 10 miler just 4 days ago, a couple of days ago on Saturday, 10 miles. And I got done with my 10 miles just from a banana and a protein peanut butter. And I had an electrolyte water, mm-hmm. just like a half an electrolyte, get some electrolytes and get some good fluids in your body. And I hit my 10 miles. I honestly could have went for probably 3 or 4 miles after that.
Yeah.
And it's just a testament of what you're putting in your body. You said it, Andreas, you are what you eat.
Yep.
And you know, it's sad. I just had a conversation with a friend and a lot of people don't know how to eat, right? The norm in society today is to eat fast food for breakfast, mm-hmm. eat fast food for lunch, and eat fast food for dinner. And Dwayne said it too, like, anything in moderation. Can you have a cheeseburger? Golly, go get a cheeseburger, please. I had a cheeseburger yesterday. Not really, but I could have, you know, I very well could have. But man, moderation, right? We're not telling you you have to eat this for the rest of your life. We're not telling you you can't eat this for the rest of your life. Just put good fuel in your body, right, to fuel your run, fuel yourself on the physique board, fuel yourself through life. And that's what it all boils down to, is putting good, healthy foods in your body. Because you will feel it, right? I mean, yeah. we all were on the other side of this, fitness game. I'll just say it very lightly and kindly. We were on the other side of the fitness game, and we are on this side of the fitness game now. But it took some trial and tribulation, and a lot of that is nutrition.
Yes, it is.
And D, I am good from my side. Have you got some added questions? By golly, by gracious, let's go. I am good, man.
Nah, man, this is good, man. You know, I told A this, I think it was last week, man. He's a natural, man. We got to get him a podcast, man. We got to get the E2M Kitchen podcast. You know, he fits in. We might need to add another A to the name. But nah, man, it's
bad.
Bad. There you go. Bad. Nah, it's always good, man, to chop it up with Chef Andreas, and really good information. Hope you guys are paying attention when it comes to fueling and things like that, because it's real important and we can't stress it enough. So yeah, B, I don't have anything extra, man. I'll let you close it out.
Mm-hmm. One thing.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite E2M Kitchen meal?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, that's a hard one because I created almost all of these.
It's like saying, what's your favorite child, right?
My favorite one is the chimichurri steak.
That's a good one.
Mm, that is a classic.
Yeah.
Actually, B, you know what? Wait a minute. We didn't do the do you know or did you know. This is a... Yeah, we can't...
Off the cuff.
Yeah, off the cuff. So, Andreas, Chef Andreas, this is the do you know or did you know moment of the podcast. This is where we ask you a question and you answer. Give us an answer that someone may not know about you, or you may not have said publicly or whatever. Just if it's incriminating, make sure it's outside the statute of limitation and all that stuff. So I'm going to play a short video, give you a chance to think about what that do you know or did you know thing about you is. It's really short, so you got to be on your toes. So here we go. Video's over. So what is the do you know or did you know thing about Chef Andreas?
Oh, wow.
we could have very easily saved the Tokyo news for this.
I know that would have been
sad. Sad. Too easy.
Already out there. Let's go.
That would have been too easy. Ah.
Something we don't know about you.
Something you don't know.
Hey, while he's thinking,
I gotta think about that.
I'm gonna drop one. I don't got a whole lot. My son goes to preschool in 3 weeks, man. It's been an emotional roller coaster, Barmore household. Man, come on. Doesn't time fly? Man, time flies if you're having fun. Time flies if you're not having fun. Time, it will pass us by one way or another. And you know, just to tie into everything that we talked about today, golly, why not give yourself the best fighting chance to become your best?
Mm.
Why not, man? Why not give yourself the best?
All right, Andreas, we're not letting you off the hook, man.
All right. So this is about my career.
Okay.
So when I was in culinary school, I had the pleasure of working with a really great chef and going out to drinks and hanging out, and actually gave me a letter of recommendation and really helped me out in the industry. He was the executive chef at the Playboy Mansion for the last 20 years. So we went out, hung out, had a little tour, and helped me start my career. So that was fun. That was fun. And there's some stories that I cannot tell and will not tell. That's something that people don't really know about.
That might be, that might have topped it all off, D. That might have took the cherry.
You won. You have officially won.
Did you get to sign anything?
Nah, I can't talk. It was fun. I saw a lot of great things.
I'm sure.
there's really good architecture at that building, is what I
absolutely heard. Brother, like I heard the wings were amazing. Oh man, listen, that was a really good one. We'll talk offline about that one later. Next time, y'all, we out of here. Yeah.